The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome to the Daily Wager podcast presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. We are taping this on the set of Daily Wager. We had an early show, so we're running a three-man weave. I'm Doug Kazarian alongside Joe Fortenbaugh and Tyler Fulgham. Fellas, happy opening day. It's April 1st. Obviously a fun time and just mark on the calendar. Obviously a lot going on, so it's good to have baseball back in its usual time slot. And Tyler, you have a play this afternoon you have circled.
That's right. The Dodgers visiting the Colorado Rockies to open the season. I'm going to go over 7.5 runs for the defending World Series champs at plus 140, so I love that price. The Dodgers have, not surprisingly, the highest expected run total on the board at more than 6.5. So they're already close with what the market is expecting. You add in the weather element to Coors Field today. It's 66 degrees, beautiful, with the wind blowing out 5 to 10 miles an hour to left center. And then their matchup with Germán Márquez. Márquez is a good pitcher when he's on the road. 3.52 ERA, 1.137 whip, 688 OPS against. But inside Coors Field, Germán Márquez, predictably a 5.10 ERA, 802 OPS allowed, and 1.423 base runners per 9 innings. Against that dominant Los Angeles Dodgers lineup, I think 8 runs, very much within the realm of possibility for the likes of Corey Seager, Max Muncy, Cody Bellinger, Justin Turner, and the like. And if they get those 8 runs, plus 140 on the return, guys.
Yeah, and the road team. And the road team's getting
guaranteed 9 ABs.
Guaranteed the 9th at bat.
The A's are laying 105 against the Astros. I think that price is cheap because of the way people are looking at the pitching matchup. Zach Greinke is going to go for the Astros. That's a big household name, right? Greinke's 37 years old, and he had a 4.03 ERA last season, his second worst in 10 years. Meanwhile, Chris Bassett's going to pitch for the A's. Not a household name, but he's coming off a career-best 2.29 ERA last season, and he was red hot in the spring with a sub-2 ERA in 3 starts. I think people look at the pitching matchup, they see Greinke versus a guy they don't really know, and they think the Astros are going to win in a blowout here. Remember, George Springer is no longer with the team, and the A's have Pop up and down that lineup. Chapman, Olsen, Laureano, they brought in Mitch Moreland. I think this is a cheap price. I'm going to lay 105 with the A's over the Astros.
I'd love to go baseball. Was eyeing Texas KC under. I like the pitching matchup. But we're going to go straight to the NBA. And I like first half over with the Pistons and Wizards. We know about the kind of Wizards games. Obviously, they're tracking me. This Pistons team, Joe, you mentioned household names. Not a lot of household names on this one.
Zero.
But I do think they push the pace. They're willing to score. I think they can easily give up 60-plus. Wizards can obviously give up 60-plus themselves. This feels low at 113 for a first half total. So I'll take that over for the Wizards and Pistons.
While we're in the NBA, Doug, I have a player prop that was actually my best bet today on Daily Wager. Kyrie Irving double-double at plus 150. James Harden tweaked his hamstring in their last game. He's doubtful for this one. We know Kevin Durant is still out. When those two are off the floor this season, Kyrie Irving has a 38% usage rate and a 45% assist rate. To put that into perspective, we all know James Harden leads the National Basketball Association, averaging 11.2 assists per game. His assist rate this season is 44.3%, less than Kyrie when Harden and Durant are off the floor. We know Kyrie will get his 10-plus points because he's the focal point of the offense, but I think he'll have the ball in his hands enough and do enough playmaking to get those 10-plus dimes, and we can cash that at plus 150 for a double-double from Kyrie.
Miami's hosting Golden State tonight. The Warriors haven't played since Monday. The Heat just played in Indiana last night. The game opened Heat -1.5. It's now up to Heat -2.5. I'm going to follow that move. I'm going to play the Heat here. After a 6-game losing streak where a lot of people checked out on them, they've come back to win 2 in a row, and it looks like Victor Oladipo is going to make his long-awaited debut in Miami tonight. Now, part of the handicap here is on the Warriors. They're rested, but they play poorly on the road. 9-15 straight up. 9-15 against the spread. But get this, while they have a reasonable record in the Western Conference, this season when they play teams that are below 500, they're 9-20, right? Below 500, they're 14-4. When they play teams 500 or better, which the Heat are, they're 9-20. So when they step up in class, that's when they tend to struggle. I'm going to jump on Miami -2.5.
Enough firepower for the Heat to compete in case Steph gets hot?
Especially with Oladipo joining them. Okay. I think the defense that he brings to the table is big as well.
You mentioned the line move in that game. There's a line move in this one as well, the marquee game of the night, Clippers hosting the Nuggets. Now, no Paul George, so it's now – but Denver keeps trickling up. It's now -2 as a road favorite. I don't know if I trust it. I think Clippers come to play after blowing the Orlando game, so I'm leaning Clips, but I'm going to pass on that one. I'm going to the under in the Sixers-Cavs game. This is the sixth straight road game in Philly. It started in New York. Well, it started before that, home, then New York, then all the way to the West Coast, a couple games at Staples, back coming back east to Denver, and then Cleveland. I just think they're going to go through the motions a little bit, being big favorites here, and the Cleveland offense has been putrid. The last three games, here's what they've scored: 75, 98, 86. Then they splurged for 103 points against the Bulls. Then back to 105. I mean, they're just not a
high-scoring game. That is absolutely terrible.
So I'm going to go under.
I wish you had not read that to us.
Look, Philly's obviously not as good of a defensive team without Embiid. He's coming back this weekend, by the way. That should be interesting in terms of the MVP betting odds. But I just think it'll be like one of those like 107-93 games and just get in, get out, and let's go. Let's go back home.
You going to watch that game?
Nope. We'll see. I got five TVs, part of the options. Happy opening day to everyone. We are excited here. A lot of sports. Obviously, of the Final Four this weekend. We will have our picks tomorrow's Daily Wager podcast. Again, we post it around noon Eastern every time, give or take, closer to 1 p.m. Eastern as well. And then, obviously, the Daily Wager show. So check us out, 6 Eastern, Friday evening on ESPN2.